Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2008. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme from 9.
Twiggy Lawson, better known as simply Twiggy, has stared out from magazine covers since the 1960s, first as the saucer-eyed elfin emblem of swinging London, and four decades later, towering over wee Antonia Banderas as a stylish 50-something in those ads. Perhaps the defining moment in her career, though, will be the unveiling of her Inheritance Tracks on Saturday Live. That moment has arrived for the woman who was once Leslie Hornby.
The song I would inherit, I think it's called I Know a Fat Policeman.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street.
It's got to be called that, because that's I Know a Fat Policeman. Because I have such wonderful memories of when I hear the song, I smell Sunday roast cooking. It takes me back to being a little girl in Easton with my mum and dad and my sisters. Before lunch, we used to listen to two-way family favourites, and without fail every week, I Know a Fat Policeman would come on. It would just make us all laugh.
He laughs upon Point Beauty, he laughs upon his feet, he laughs at everybody when he's walking in the street.
I was very lucky. I had a really lovely childhood. I was the youngest of three girls. My middle sister's 7 years older than me. My eldest sister's 15 years older than me. So she was almost like a second mum. We weren't particularly rich, but my dad had a good job. He was a master carpenter in the film studios. So, you know, I think we kind of had the first telly in the street, and we had a car. But mainly I was loved a lot. Probably spoiled a little bit because I was the youngest.
Jolly face it wrinkled, and then he shut his eyes. He opened his great mouth, it was a wondrous sight. He said, I must arrest you, he didn't know what for.
I mean, we only had the radio, really, but I remember my middle sister, when she was probably about 14, 15, under the covers at night, listening to Radio Luxembourg, until my dad, because we shared a room, and my dad would come in and say, turn that radio off! And I thought it was so exciting that she had it under the covers. And Radio Luxembourg, and it was this foreign country. It was like, really, you know, I would have been about 7 or 8. And she used to spend hours and hours. I wonder if she remembers this, my sister Viv, this is. Because from Radio Luxembourg, she'd hear all the new pop songs. And she would have an exercise book, and she'd sit and write out all the lyrics to all the songs she loved. Isn't that hysterical? I think there are certain things in your childhood that are part of your childhood, and certainly Two-Way Family Favourites was a must on Sunday. It was wonderful, and it was all the families abroad and sending messages to their loved ones, and all the songs of the day, usually the new pop songs and things like I Know a Fat Policeman. That's why it's my favourite, I think. I defy anyone to hear that song and not start laughing. It's just infectious. It's quite hard to know what I'd pass on because there's so many great songs and I had to really, you know. But I think it would have to be a Beatles song because I think how they changed music was extraordinary. And then to pick one, again, very hard, but probably my favourite of all time is Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
It just sums up an era for me. It sums up the 60s, which I think is quite an important era to young people. They always seem to want to know about the 60s. And musically, I think they were the great talents of that era. I just think it's beautiful.
Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say.
In about 68, I met this amazing film director called Ken Russell, who I later did my first film, The Boyfriend, with. But before that, he asked to meet me about a film about a young girl and a magician, which never got made, and he wanted Paul McCartney to do the music. So at age 18, I was invited to a lunch with Ken to meet Paul, which was wonderful, and we've been friends ever since. He's one of my best friends, and I love him to bits. But it was so funny, as that 18-year-old teenager who 3 years before had been screaming my head off, I had to sit opposite him and be this normal professional person, and, you know, I had to kind of put sentences together and appear intelligent, whereas all I was wanting to say, oh, I think you're great. I love the Beatles, you know. After I'd been writing his name in my desk. I did tell him this later, and we do laugh about it.
I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe.
I've been married to a lovely man called Lee Lawson, who's a wonderful actor and writer. And we met in 85. When I first introduced Lee to Paul and Linda, we went down to their place in the countryside. And we had a lovely night and stayed over, got up in the morning and came down, and Paul was cooking breakfast for us all. And then there's always guitars everywhere, and he picked up a guitar and he said to Lee, do you remember this one? And he's only blackbird singing in the dead of night. And I thought, Lee was going to faint. To be serenaded at breakfast by Paul McCartney is pretty special.
She wouldn't say. I said something wrong now.
It's the most emotive song from that period for me. And it's about, I don't know, lost love and maybe a bit of hope coming through, but it just does something to your inside when you hear it, and I just think the whole song is magic.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.